Right, it's 1 o'clock, so let me welcome you to our Wednesday relaunch. Lovely to have you all here, and you're all enjoying good, healthy, wholesome soup again today. So welcome. We'll always take a pause at this point in the proceedings and just take the chance just to kind of apply our minds to think about life generally and how what the Bible has to say may apply to each and every one of us. And I thought today we would start by thinking just a little bit about a hobby that I suppose less and less people are involved in now. That is stamp collecting. I don't know, any of you done any stamp collecting in the past? Yeah, some of you are stamp collectors. There's a technical name for it. What are they called? Geeks. Okay, yep, the philatelists, all right. Otherwise known as geeks. Okay, so if you are a philatelist, then you would be really interested in this particular commemorative stamp. Any of you had that commemorative stamp? That was the stamp that the post office made to commemorate Scotland winning the World Cup, the Football World Cup in 1978. And some of you are thinking, I missed that. And yeah, you did, because they didn't win the World Cup. But at the time, because they were one of the kind of top 6-8 teams in the world, supposedly, the post office figured we'd better get a stamp ready in case they win the World Cup. And so they produced this stamp that never actually reached circulation. And shame on us, but that's what happened. And if you kind of grew up in Scotland, then you will understand that the whole theme that we're going to be looking at today, which is coping with success, is by and large not one that we're that familiar with. We've kind of learned the hard way to cope with failure here in Scotland, sometimes a glorious failure, as 1978 was when we went to Argentina. Don't cry for me, Argentina. But success is not something we're necessarily familiar with. And today, we're thinking just a little bit about that success, and doing so by running through just a little bit more of the story of a lady in the Bible who is called Hannah, the story of Hannah. Hannah in the Bible was a lady who was married to a man, Elkanah. Elkanah had not only Hannah as his wife, but because Hannah didn't have any children, he married another lady called Peninnah. And so there were kind of two wives on the go, and it was an uncomfortable existence. They were kind of rivals to one another, and Peninnah always looked down on and aggravated and provoked Hannah by reminding her that, you know, I've got children, you don't have children, I'm better than you, type of thing. And she made life pretty miserable for Hannah. And Hannah, poor lady, she didn't have children. She had a load of aggro coming from Peninnah, this other wife. And she, along with her husband and the other wife, would go up each year to the kind of temple, to the church, and they would have a kind of annual occasion where they would be there. And when she was there, she, as we saw last time, she was just pouring out her heart and crying out to the Lord and just expressing her misery, which is what we're meant to do. And then we read on now what happened afterwards, and we're going to read just a couple of verses, and they help us understand how we cope with success. So early the next morning, they rose up from where they'd been, which was at the temple, and worshipped before the Lord, and then went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah made love to his wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered her. That's the first thing for us to get a hold of, and the first important detail in this whole narrative. And it's those last four words of that verse, the Lord remembered her. That's what really lies behind what happens and what she's meant to understand, that it's not because somehow she and her husband Elkanah have kind of sussed out how to have children. It is that God himself has been pleased to step in. When it says the Lord remembered her, it is not, we're not meant to understand by that God is a little bit forgetful, and you know, eventually it kind of twigged in him when someone mentioned Hannah and said, oh yeah, kind of, I remember Hannah. It's not that sort of remembering. And it's not the Lord sort of saying, oh, you know, dang it, I really meant to remember her, but I've forgotten, and now I've remembered a little bit late, type of thing. It is a statement of the fact that the Lord always had always been and was to this day remembering her. And she recognizes that, and what the scriptures underline for us is that, yeah, the Lord does remember us. He knows each of us by name. He knows our circumstances. He knows our backgrounds. He knows our problems. He knows our issues. He knows the things that lie on our heart. The Lord, he does remember us, even if we don't always remember him. And that's the first thing that Hannah is aware of. It's what happened is because there's a God who cares for her, a God who remembers her, a God who knows her every situation and who has been pleased to help her. And so as the story goes on, verse 20, so in the course of time, Hannah became pregnant because the Lord had remembered her and gave birth to a son. Every child is a miracle. This guy here was just reminding me, statistically, it is just a phenomenal thing that you are alive. Statistically, it's you are just not just one in a million, you are one in a, you know, I don't know, 40 trillion or something like that. It is just a remarkable thing. Every life is just a gift of God. In the course of time, Hannah became pregnant, gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, because I asked the Lord for him. And there she's putting her finger again on what lies behind what we might call her success. At last, she and Elkanah have been successful in having a child. It originates in a God who has been remembering her, and now she's called him Samuel, and explains that because you don't speak Hebrew, so neither do I particularly, but I can understand the terminology there. Samuel is bound up with this whole notion of asking. And so we kind of focus on that the name that she gives him is a pointer to what is the truth about him. She asked and the Lord has answered. And that really is what the scriptures point us to. We are all looking for meaning and purpose and direction in life. We want to live out our lives and have some significance and use them to the full. How do we do that? What the scriptures underline is for we just ask the Lord. Remember how Jesus once put it very simply. He said, seek and you will find, ask and it'll be given to you, knock and the door will be opened to you. And that's what Hannah is pointing to, that very simple truth. I asked and the Lord has given. What she doesn't realize at this point is just how extraordinary is going to be the difference that this child makes, not only in her life, but in the life of the society as well at the time. What the Lord gives is infinitely bigger than what she has asked for. And the whole burden of scripture is we're to ask. You have a problem, you have a worry, you have a concern. Don't try and tackle it on your own. We're not made to live our lives on our own. We're made to live them with God, for God, and through God. And so we ask him. We pour out our hearts. We ask him, and there's a God who remembers each and every one of us, all our circumstances, all our needs. And he has come to us in the person of his son, Jesus, because he has seen our need, because he has heard our cries, and because he means to meet us in those needs. He's done what needs to be done in Jesus, and we learn simply to trust him, look to him, and rely on him. He is the Lord who does remember us, and who, when we ask, we receive. And let that be what you take away from Hannah today. The story of her success, how she coped with success, was by giving thanks to God and recognizing it wasn't her doing. It was his wonderful intervening in her life. Let me close then with a prayer. Lord, thank you for the gift of life. We do appreciate how extraordinary, how wonderful that gift of life is. And we'd ask, please, that you would help us in living our lives to do so in a way that enables us to know yourself, your presence with us, your directing of us, your enabling of us, to help us know you more and more each day. And whatever the particular problems are, the particular issues, particular worries that we come with here today, I want just to pack them all together and say, Lord, would you look upon each and every one of us? Would you remember us in our circumstances? And would you do wonderful things in meeting our need and using us in your service? as we ask it all through your own beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for all that you are and give. In his name, amen.